And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, man, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Boomer, the feedback's flooding in, man. The text line went
Text line went crazy. The phones went crazy.
I got text. Allie, I got to read Allie. So Allie from Athens just texted me, and she says, with regards to, apparently bovine flatulence hit a nerve here, but it says if they were really paying attention, they just find a way to harvest that bovine flatulence, turn it into methane, and replace those wind farms.
Well, hey, Brian from Huntsville,
yeah,
he called in and just said, you know what, why don't we, instead of, forget the diapers, why don't you just, you know, put a lighter, you know, attach a lighter to the cow's tail.
A little pilot light. A little ongoing, like when they burn off on a gas,
yeah.
a gas furnace, or a, you know, like it's like a pilot light constantly burning.
That's right. And didn't you look up something?
There'd be no grass left in the fields.
About those diapers?
Well, oh. No, yeah, but there's, so Paul from Athens just sent me, literally, Paul on the text line. By the way, you can text the channel, the number for the show, 833-68-RIGHT. That 833-68-RIGHT, you can also text to it. If you haven't done it before, the first time you do it, just text the word right side. It'll let you plug in your name and we'll know who you are. But literally, Paul from Athens just texted me on that same line with a picture of cow fart backpacks. And it's real. I'm telling you, this stuff. Gosh.
That's okay. Everybody's having a good time.
That's exactly right. But you know what? But the fact is, though, Jeff, this stuff's legit. They're actually out there worrying about cow gas. It just...
Well, I know, and, well, here's my story. Wetlands is the nutty part.
Oh, yeah.
We sold a couple hundred acres off for a landfill for the company that I haul for here a few years ago, and they was out doing the surveys and everything, and I noticed that they had some yellow flags and some little ruts up on a hill there. I mean, this was almost too steep to walk up, and they had just a few places that were washed out.
Yeah.
And I asked, I said, why they got all these yellow flags in here for and everything? Those are wetlands. Because
what?
The water has, yes, I swear to God, they accounted them as to being wetlands because water had rutted the hillside.
Holy cow.
And it was literally, it would never hold water, you know, and it was like a quarter mile from the nearest creek, and just so steep you couldn't walk up it, but that was considered a wetland, and you couldn't disturb that because we kept the timber off the property, and you weren't supposed to disturb these little ruts in the side of the hill.
You know what, though? I guarantee you, if somebody accidentally disturbed the ruts, ain't nobody ever going to know. But
oh, no, no.
Well,
it was insane. I mean, if there was literally a mud puddle, they had it flagged. It was that bad.
It is that bad. It was waters of the U.S. Well, hey, listen, Jeff, I got one more call to get for the break. Let me jump on it, bud. But I appreciate you, as always.
Have a good one, Jeff.
Watch those wetlands.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right, man. Line three, is that Sparky? Yeah, Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, man?
Hey, Phil and Boomer. I was stationed in the 25th Infantry Division over on the arduous, muddy boot assignment of Oahu.
Yeah.
And we had an enormous, formerly training and live fire area, a rather large 100-acre valley that had been closed for years because of two things, a protected burial site from ancient people, and some sort of protected snail. And I was really impressed with the leadership at division and at my aviation brigade. They lobbied, and they spent a year and a half, and we had a huge human relations meeting with all the locals over there, and we reopened that area for live fire once we demonstrated how we're going to protect the snails, how we're going to completely avoid the sacred burial site, but also get important training done so our people can succeed in battle. And my hat was off to those leaders because they showed enormous strength that you don't see very often. It was a success story, I tell you what.
No, and when you're, by the way, when you're on the island state, there's not many other places to go for training. I mean, if you're there, you're there. So what are you going to do?
And I tell you that when they deployed as heavily as the 25th has over the last several years, take advantage of every single square inch of training area. Let me tell you,
no doubt. All right, Sparky, going to a break, man. Appreciate you, as always.
All right, have a good one.
All right. And he's right. I've seen snail darters, red cockaded woodpeckers, certain kinds of turtles. They will shut down some training ranges, and you just, and basically at that point, all you're doing at that point is your tax dollars are paying to make sure you preserve whatever lands that that so-called endangered species lives in. It's amazing. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. All that and cow flatulence. We'll be right back.